The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on July 10, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, and welcome back for our weekly Music Time show, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The recordings I select each week, both popular and traditional music, are from our Voice of America Music Library and from the personal collection of my colleague, music man Leo Sarkisian. Today, I'm continuing a special series of programs featuring the traditional music of the Central African country of Chad. Last week, it was the music of the Sada group of peoples, living in the southern part of the country. The music I have for you today comes from the region of Mayokebi in the southwest of Chad, on the border with North Cameroon. I'm sure you'll enjoy the music, so join me now for Music Time in Africa. The recordings you'll be listening to on today's program represent the traditional music of the three main non-Muslim peoples in western Mayokebi, the Massa, the Mundang, and the Tupuri. The main points of interest among the Massa are the combination of whistle and voice, a technique similar to that found among the certain pygmy groups of Central Africa, and the singing style of women grinding millet, usually performed by two women singing to the rhythm of the stone moving against the grinding mill. In this first example of Massa music, two men sing as they return to their village with their animals, one leading the herd, the other following it. Each man, without a break in the music, makes alternate use of his voice and a small one-hole whistle made from an animal horn. As I mentioned earlier, an interesting aspect of Massa music is the style of singing by women during the work of grinding millet. May the stone which crushes the millet glide smoothly and quickly so that the food may be prepared in time. This is the theme sung by two women to the regular rhythm of the stone rubbing against the grinding mill. I need to look at the killing of Bugmaster Jamno, it's a I have one more very good example of the traditional style of music of the Masa in southwest Chad. It was recorded in the village of Kumi about 10 years ago. The song is the description of a journey sung by a minstrel named Mudaksu, and he is accompanied by 3 bow harps, one of which is played by the singer himself. The 4-stringed harps are called dila, and an important part of the technique of playing the instrument is the repeated striking of the harp player's forearm against the soundbox to provide the rhythmic bass for the music. Next is the music of the Mundang, who also live in the Mayo-Kebbi region of southwest Chad. I've selected 2 types of Mundang music that are of particular interest. The songs of the Yungu, a special dance performed by elaborately costumed men, and the impressive songs and dances of the women healers. The example of Yungu dance music, which I have here, was recorded in the village of Lere. The group of Mundang men performing this special dance are accompanied by a cylindrical drum, a whistle made from an animal horn, and metal rattles worn by the dancers.
Thank you.
was music for the Yunggu dance of the Mundang people. The other interesting type of Mundang music is the repertoire of traditional songs performed by the Society of Healers. In this recording, a large group of women healers are performing the slow movements of a special ceremonial dance to the accompaniment of an orchestra consisting of a calabash horn and a two-headed cylindrical drum. The calabash horn is known as huhu, a long tube with a gourd bell on one end. The musician blows the horn and, at times, uses it only to amplify his voice. He also plays a calabash rattle held in one hand. The women dancers move about in an atmosphere of deep meditation, and to mark the end of the dance, they prostrate themselves in front of the musical instruments. And now for the music of the Tupuri, the last of the three groups I've selected to represent the population of the Mayo-Kebbi region in Chad. The Tupuri are well known for their magnificent wind orchestras and the majestic choirs of the Guruna, a special group of people. First, here is a typical wind orchestra. There are four flutes made from millet stalk. Each player has metal rattles on his right ankle to accent the rhythm of the music while they dance and play at the same time. There are five calabash horns in the group also. Two of the horns, which have globular bells attached to one end, are called umkara. Another two are long straight calabashes called matigayon, and the other is a mangari, a medium-sized tubular calabash. Two musicians hold long tubular calabashes used as megaphones to amplify their voices. These are called mandai. Characteristic of the music they play is a notable change in the tempo of the dance. Yeah. That was a Tupuri wind orchestra playing music performed before a harvest. Another group of 10 wind instruments play special music during the harvest time. Two wind orchestras you listened to played music for the period before harvest time and during the harvesting. Another flute ensemble now plays the special music to celebrate the end of the harvest. This final recording of Tupuri music represents the traditional song and dance of the Guruna Society, a group of men specially formed to drink milk at certain times of the year, mainly during the dry season. Drinking the milk is supposed to make them strong and handsome. The Guruna lead a special way of life and are entitled to certain freedoms which would normally be refused to them. They appear at the village festivals to sing and dance and take pleasure in publicly exhibiting their muscular strength, and on occasion make use of their talents as seductors of women. There are more than 50 men singing in this recording. And once again, our time has run out. This winds up today's music from the Mayo-Kebbi region in southwest Chad, featuring the traditional songs and dances of the Massa, Mundang, and Tupuri peoples of Chad. And here I wish to pause just a minute to say a special thank you to Ibrahim Cisse of Koidu Town, Sierra Leone, and to Francis Oriere in Suru Lere, Lagos, Nigeria. Your letters were really great, and Leo and I want to thank you for taking the time to write. I hope you enjoyed the program and that you'll all join me again next week at the same time. This is Sue Moran wishing you a pleasant week and saying so long now for Music Time in Africa.